Shark Chat Freestyle for August 30th, 2015, Season 4, Episode 27 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. We're coming to the end! Hello, hello, and welcome to Freestyle, a collection of random thoughts that goes on in my brain. This is a podcast that has really nothing to do with any other podcast. Well, I guess sometimes I mention other podcasts, so maybe it does. It is a Sunday night, and just finished recording Technorama with Craig Stepp. That is the last Technorama we will ever do until we get to Dragon Con and do our live show, and then come back and do more regular shows. So, it was a lot of fun. I expected a couple people in the studio, but no shows, so it was a good old-fashioned me and Craig doing the podcast. Having a good time. I'm going to keep it short this time because I do have to get a few other things done. I am totally packed. The suitcase is all packed, and as suspected, the original suitcase was too big. I looked on the Delta site, and the dimensions of length plus width plus height had to add up to 65 inches, and this thing was a little bit too fat. I think it was over by about 4 or 5 inches. So I went and grabbed the next largest suitcase, and it was a challenge to cram everything in there because I had forgotten a couple of things, like a spray bottle. Yes, we need a spray bottle for one particular part of our show, and that will be revealed all in good time. And of course, I didn't have a small spray bottle. It had to be the big one. So everything's all crammed in there. I got my gold teeth for the Fortunate Red Shirt costume molded and trimmed out, so they pop right in and they pop right out, and that'll be a lot of fun. The topic tonight is Halt and Catch Fire, show from AMC. I watched the first season, thought it was pretty good, actually. It's about a people in the 80s. A gentleman comes in from IBM and talks a boss of a Texas electric company, I believe, into getting into the computer business and building out a computer. And there's a lot of tension and drama and whatnot. AMC did a pretty good job with this one, I thought. Season 2 takes it in a slightly different direction because the characters have kind of gone their own separate paths, and one of them has started up their own software company online, similar to CompuServe, but in the real early days of dial-up networks, and starts putting games together. But the games aren't really catching on. They find out that the community is really where people are headed. And meanwhile, they're sort of giving hints at what's to come. Lee Pace plays the character of Joe McMillan. Lee Pace, you may remember from as Ronan from Guardians of the Galaxy, and he plays many other great characters on some other shows, but that's the association that I make most recently to him. He's kind of this guy with a shady past, and nobody really trusts him. Season 2 does a very good job of building out the characters even further, building on the drama. There's some nostalgia if you're into the older computer stuff from the 80s that you want to see some Commodores and you want to hear. It's pretty factual in terms of the technology and things that they're using. But it does take some license on a few things. I won't ruin it for you, as I try not to do on these things. Overall, I give Halt and Catch Fire, Season 1 and Season 2, about the same score of a 7. It feels like there's more potential in this show than there could be. I'd like to see them take it a little further, but along the lines of other shows that AMC has done, it's not quite Walking Dead territory, but it is good, especially if you've got the computer nerdy background and you're older than maybe 30 years old, might be interesting to watch as well, just from a historical fact point. But you start to get into these characters and get to like the characters and care for them. So I'm going to leave it there, just shy of 5 minutes. Well, with the outro, it'll be a little longer. So I will talk to you tomorrow, 3 more working days, and then it's off to you know where.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.